been exhausted by this experience.
No.
Okay, okay. I've just pushed record again.
Okay, apologize. So coming back to working here at the Independent Living Center in 2017, I wrote a letter to the Common Council of the City of Hudson. And I went to a meeting saying, with the breakdown of the law and how they were out of compliance with the ADA, it fell on deaf ears. Many city buildings, programs were not ADA accessible. So at that time, I thought it was a good opportunity for me to do change from the inside. So I ran for 5th Ward Council in 2018. And first time even thinking about what this would impact and how I could make a difference in terms of this direction. But I stayed focused on accessibility. And I end up beating the incumbent. And I've been on the council now for 8 years, serving as both majority and minority leader. We also, at the time, when I became on a council, I then worked this ADA coordinator into trying to get it done. Again, resistance. Until there was a lawsuit from the DOJ, Department of Justice, citing a lot of ADA issues in the city, including sidewalks, buildings not being accessible, City Hall not being accessible. So one of the things that happened, which is ironic, part of the settlement of the DOJ was they had to designate an ADA coordinator, something that I advocated for all that time, but now they have to do it. So the city now has an ADA coordinator. In my tenure, I Oakdale, which is not, they don't have accessible bathrooms. So in the summertime, they have accessible porta potties that are ADA compliant. Any funds that are allocated for events, I got them to put in the application that it has to be ADA compliant. Because a lot of events we're having like inside, but they're stairs. They weren't compliant. And so now no funds are going to be spent on anything that's not accessible. I secured a $110,000 grant for crosswalk beacons. I had our crosswalks that are push button, that are ADA compliant, or push buttons. so there could be a safe passage through the city at certain corners. After a senior in a walker in my ward got hit by a car because the sidewalks were so terrible. But on that road, where there was notoriously speed, I got that road reduced from 30 to 25, which statistically 5 miles an hour can make a difference between life and death. Fortunately, the senior that got hit wasn't injured that badly because the driver was only going less than 25 miles an hour, but it could have been more severe. So I think that things I do now doesn't just impact individual people, it impacts a community of people that I think is a different kind of feeling for me, because I get to make decisions that are impacting many at one time. And that my experience here with the ADA, my understanding of accessibility, that can make us, my goal is to make us a walkable city for all. And I think we're getting there with the DOJ settlement, with there's a new fee assessed for sidewalks, that the city's going to do the sidewalks rather than individual homeowners. When they do their sidewalks, one neighbor might do a beautiful sidewalk, but the other neighbor might not. So the consistency of safety is not there. Now with this new program that's in play, that I would say within 2 to 5 years, all the sidewalks are going to be nice, ADA compliant, and nice and smooth with the program that's in place. It's modeled after the Ithaca program. And I think that with my position here at the Independent Living Center, one of the things that also happened was last year I went to vote for the school board. Well, the school board got new voting booths and they neglected to purchase what they call a ballot marking device after the county said, you need to do this. And I went to vote and they didn't have one. So immediately I wrote a letter to the school district saying they're in violation and they're denying accessible voting. This year I went to vote and each voting spot had a ballot marking device. And which again is very system change in terms of something I've learned at my years here as the program coordinator. So I'm still serving individuals and the community. And I think in a way that is going to be long lasting. So, I mean, so I want to wrap it up is that I think all my experiences in life reflects where I am today, and I think it also reflects where others, how others could reflect on their own lives. And my goal is to continue the path in changing things to the positive and just be me and enjoy what's in my heart from my mother, my father, my brothers, my sisters, and anyone I met in the course of my life. And that realize that each and every one of them impacted me to decisions I make today and hopefully decisions I make for the future. So I want to thank you, Megan, for having this opportunity. I got a modest guy. I probably missed a ton of stuff. But I think that it was catharsis for me to have this conversation in a way. And it allowed me to bring back some happy memories, sad memories, but a better understanding why I am the person I am today.
Thank you so much, Dominic. I have been honored to hear and share your story today. Thank you for sharing with me.
You're very welcome.